COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
Shenanigans.
They are running game on you guys. They are running game on all of us, which is why people should never, ever, all my nugget nooshes should never, ever lose their sense of outrage and their sense of skepticism, because it is well earned. Our government is corrupt to its flipping core. A lot of political and a lot of just institutions that you believe are prestigious have a lot of corruption within them. There are a lot of people from dog catcher to governor to whatever that hate the plant and hate the people that use the plant. And they pass laws based on their own personal animus. Or even more insidious, they don't believe any one direction about a particular policy, but they will do what the big power brokers and or certain groups with a substantial amount of clout want in the state. Like, again, I mean, I've often talked about my neighboring state, New Hampshire, and how much power police chief unions have there. They didn't even get a program with homegrow or real strain names, although they have modified the latter, thankfully, but it was very, very strict starting out. You had to have a prolonged doctor patient relationship. So again, you can't just go to the physician, to the cannabis doctor, and get it on the first appointment. They required a prolonged period of time, but the memory escapes me as to what that time was. But again, there's just like, for somebody who's been talking to you about how a lot, if not most of your politicians nationwide, municipally, for the U.S. House of Reps, your U.S. state, I mean, your U.S. Senator, your mayor, your alderman, your board of select men / select women, comptroller, all these sheriff, school board, all these local positions, as well as federal positions, most of your politicians, they do not think about the plant like you and me. A lot of people who go into politics, they know they want to be a politician from very early in their lives. So they live these sort of squeaky clean lives where, you know, they experiment, but they only do enough experimenting that it does not endanger their chances, or they admit their past drug use that was just me being a young, rambunctious, young adult. But I gave that away very, very quickly. You know, I mean, Obama did that when it came to cannabis, where he said when he was young, he inhaled frequently. And that was the point. Again, this is a past tense sort of thing. This is not something that real adults do after their college year. You got to grow up and get a big boy job. You got to have clean urine. And you can only chug alcohol and caffeine. Everything else can kick rocks. That does not work for everybody. Some people, you know, alcohol brings out the worst in them. They get violent. They get argumentative. They say and do things that they regret. They get violent. A variety of things can happen. Alcohol does not react well to every person. So they're just pigeonhole people into one or two acceptable vices like alcohol, like tobacco, whatever. Again, like, not everyone can do it. But again, I mean, there's corruption on all levels of our government. I'd be a hypocrite if I were to be like, yeah, most of your politicians hate the plant and hate the people that use the plant. You got to replace most of them. I'd be a hypocrite to say that on one end of my mouth, but then tell you that the official narrative on a lot of other things is correct. Like, again, I'd be nuts to do that. Like, I gotta be consistent. But sorry for this like prolonged rant. Let's get to the episode. So and why I reserve the right to be so skeptical. Why I have the right to not trust our government? Why I have the right to not trust institutions on various levels? I've had to cover BS that my own governor does, you know, the little tricks he does. Like, again, we got a lot of good reforms in the ending of last year. We were able to prolong the caregiver ratio in Massachusetts, so caregivers could service 5 or more patients. You know, we were able to do that. We were able to extend the, again, not me alone, obviously. I have to shout out my elder, the great Mike Crawford of the Young Jerks, friend, good friend of the show, great supporter of the show. I mean, again, he's been doing it way longer than myself, and I've learned a lot from him. But yeah, it was a joint effort, pun intended. A bunch of different entities, him, Grant Smith, MassCan, a lot of good entities have been doing the work and doing the organizing and doing the, you know, direct action and everything else. They were the ones that did the organizing and the work. A lot of other people that have been doing it longer than me have done that. But we were able to secure a very, very big win in getting them to grant us concessions with the drug war victims social equity period for drug war victims to enter the industry and to be made whole as a result of being victims of the war on drugs, so they can get first crack at that new industry. Again, the period was only supposed to be for, I believe, like 2 years. Our great former commissioner, commissioner title, she asked for 5 years. They ended up giving drug war victims 3. So again, you got more years than you started off with. It was only going to be, I believe, 1 to 2 years, but it became 3 years. Could have become 4 or 5. The drug war victims got. But again, we kept grinding at these politicians that hate the plan and hate the people that use the plan. And guess what our governor did? And guess what our politicians, even though we were able to get the once adamantly against the cannabis grassroots commission, once we were able to start actually acting in the interest of the grassroots, you know what happened? Our governor and our political officials, they decided to not appoint the good commissioners that were giving us the changes that the voters and the taxpayers asked for. They didn't renew you had a lot of commissioners that left, you know, after they had pivoted to a better direction, were listening with cannabis pioneers, listening to the grassroots, listening to the average Jane, average Joe, or Nugget Nooch, like myself and like yourself. But so this article is from the Capitalist. The Capitalist. Secret recording reveals Burnett bragging that he and a state rep tweaked criteria to stifle medical marijuana competition. Again, would political corruption so high, like I just mentioned, you know, those local examples. Again, when we, the grassroots, were trying to actually get the Cannabis Control Board to make the industry like the tax-paying adults over 21 wanted the cannabis industry to be, our politicians that hate the plant and hate the people that use the plant decided to not renew the obstinate or the commissioners that were doing the bidding of the people. Screw the will of the people, Baker said. Screw the will of the people, people like Healy said. Screw what they think. We know what's best for you. We're like your mommy and your daddy. We don't want you to have too much fun with cannabis being too widely available. You guys are not ready for lounges yet, though, you know, Nevada, California, Alaska, Virginia, even from an article I may have skimmed, they already have lounges and the sky is not falling. People are not driving. You have not created a swath of new high drivers. That's not what happens when you legalize cannabis. You have more people that are using it, more people over 21 that are using it. But the switch that happens is that the people that were always using it, instead of getting it from a street pharmacist, they're going to a state legal dispensary, or they're getting some bag seeds, or allegedly getting passenger pigeon seeds to grow their own. Like, that's what happens when recreational happens. But again, I mean, you can't trust these politicians, because they're, again, you have politicians that hate the plant and hate the people that use the plant. You have unscrupulous, allegedly predatory, behaving business people that rig the laws to not only give themselves all the advantage, but to suffocate the grassroots in the crib before you even say dada or mama. They suffocate the baby in the crib before it can even take a chance to walk, to talk, whatever. They don't want a even playing field. I hate to be this vulgar, but it's true. Big marijuana, like these people, by hook or crook, they will twist arms, they'll talk to these politicians, they'll rig these laws in their favor. And again, and people are wondering why I don't trust the government and why I don't trust narratives that are being spinned on a variety of things these days. Like, I just feel we've been lied to too much as a country and as people. And it's just, but again, let's continue this. During a secretly recorded 2016 conversation between JT Burnett, a Tallahassee businessman on trial for racketeering, extortion, and fraud, so RICO laws, I'm guessing, and making false statements, and undercover federal agents or undercover FBI agents, Burnett bragged about working with former state representative Hasley Bashir's Republican of Monticello to give an advantage to Burnett's then girlfriend and Bashir's brother. Oh man, this is so like, this is so cartoonishly evil, good old boy, good old gal politics. Because again, there's Kim Rivers who's involved in this allegedly. Burnett bragged about working with former state representative Hasley Bashir's Republican of Monticello to give an advantage to Burnett's then girlfriend and Bashir's brother in their application to obtain one of the five. Again, it's already a red flag when there's only five licenses to grow and sell medical marijuana. Like the fix was in right then and there. That gives away a whole lot before we even get into the meat here. The conversation was played for jurors in a federal courtroom Tuesday during Burnett's cross-examination by federal prosecutors. Burnett testified that he and Bashir's were good friends, having grown up together in Monticello. Bashir's brother, Thad, is a founding member of Trulieve, a medical marijuana company owned by Burnett's then-girlfriend, now-wife, Kim Rivers. According to Forbes, Trulieve now operates across 11 states and is one of the largest companies in the U.S. marijuana market. Rivers is Trulieve's chairwoman, president, and CEO. Thad Bashir's is currently on Trulieve's board of directors and is co-founder slash president of Simpson's Nurseries of Florida and co-owner slash president of Simpson's Nurseries of Tennessee, according to a Trulieve website. On the recording, Burnett describes how he worked with the then state rep Hasley Bashir's in 2014 to put, quote, little tweaks into the criteria for those applying for a medical marijuana license into Florida's medical marijuana bill at the last minute, making it impossible to, for certain competitors to qualify for a license. Again, see, this is what I'm telling you when I say that these big cannabis companies want to suffocate the competition in the crib before it takes a snap. This is what I mean by this. When, again, Florida did not get, Florida got, so 2014, they voted on medical marijuana. It ended up failing because you need over 60% of the vote in Florida. And then from what I know, they had like a CBD sort of a CBD only program at the very beginning and before they voted on Amendment 4 in 2016 to legalize medical, which got 71.3% of the vote, dang near three quarters of the vote, in a deep South, Gulf Coast state. Mississippi got over 70% for medical. So, again, I mean, a lot of really good things is happening. But again, I mean, with Florida, again, they made the regulations from the jump that favored the MSOs. And they're bragging about doing that. They're saying the quiet part out loud. It's like the great late Maya Angelou once said, on a long enough, again, I'm going to paraphrase this, but on a long enough timeline, people tell on themselves when they talk. Eventually, people are going to admit who they really are. And when, again, I believe the quote is, when someone tells you who they are, you believe them the first time. You got to do that. You know, people should have been sounding the alarm in 2014 in the crib before that bandit is about to smother the hypothetical baby. You have to do something from the jump. You have to allegedly get rid of whatever threat that's there. People should have been sounding the alarm in 2014 when this stuff was happening. If anything was not up to snuff, or if it felt like there was no entry point or no pathway to entry point for these small businesses, like the cannabis grassroots needed to act. On the recording, Burnett describes how he worked with then State Rep Hansley Beshears in 2014 to put tweaks into the criteria for those applying for a medical marijuana license into Florida's medical marijuana bill last minute, making it impossible for certain competitors to qualify for a license. The added criteria, okay, again, the weasel word language that only big connected companies would qualify for, and then everybody else, the small business woman or man or non-binary person, has no shot, none. But again, let's continue. Again, this is the smothering the baby in the crib stuff I'm bringing up again. This is the flagrant corruption that our politicians do, and the lobbyists that lobby them, and that bypass the grassroots and the average Shanians and average Joe. This is why I get so worked up. This is why when the government tells me something, I gotta really look through it through a fine tooth comb. And I'm not an anti-science person, but again, I'm not gonna just believe a government that has done corrupt things to the core like this on in all 50 states. I talk about the corruption in my quote unquote blue state with these politicians and the machine Democrats that run it, and the Republican light governors that we have. I bash those people all the time, just like I bash politicians in holdout states that are not going to give their people what they want with medical decrim or adult use. I do the same stuff. I gotta call corruption on all levels of the government. I can't willy-nilly just trust it when I'm told something. You know, things like this make me very discerning. The added criteria required a nursery seeking an application to put up multi-million dollar bonds. Again, what small average Jane, average Joe, Naganooch has multi-million dollar bonds just lying around? To have an inventory of 400,000 plants, again, who's going to be even the best cannabis pioneer? Again, they're probably going to have to team up with someone to have an inventory of 400,000 plants. Like, that's not a one-woman show. Yeah, I mean, it's not a one-woman show. It's like you need a lot of people to run such a thing, and you need a lot of resources to have that. Who's going to have that? Again, it's not going to be a craft cannabis dispensary. It's not going to be a grandfather and a grandmother who have been excellent cooks for their family, and have been excellent matriarchs in their family or patriarchs in their family, and you know, they make renowned recipes in the family, but they want to share their particular dish. You know, they want to share how you can make a infused version of that dish. We need that. We definitely need that. Again, who's going to have 400,000 plants just lying around and be in business for 30 consecutive years? Again, that's nearly impossible for most people in most states. California legalized medical in 96. Again, that's not even 30 years ago. It's close. It's close to 25. We're almost there, but it's not 30. So again, you have these big cannabis players that lobby, that directly tell the politicians to suffocate their competition so they can thrive. Again, this is not a meritocracy. This is crony capitalism. This is like what you read about during the robber baron days and stuff. You know, it's so predatory that, like, again, I would lose on an even competition with my competitors. So let me just block them from the jump. And again, people wonder why I don't trust the government. Well, Haisley and I are working through it, Burnett told agents. I mean, it was one afternoon. He said on the recording that he and Rivers didn't know much about the medical marijuana business at the time. Again, they make themselves out to be like, oh, we're the grassroots. We may be the Walmart of weed, but I take pictures with cannabis pioneers. I take pictures with grassroots cannabis activists. Like, again, and you know, I have influencers of a variety of different backgrounds that make my product look hip and cool. We're MSO, but we are a humane one. Yeah. Again, they try to make themselves out to be that, but again, you see stuff like this, and it totally contradicts that sort of a framing of themselves. Again, people that don't even like the plant and the people that use the plant are not even familiar with it, and its qualities and the people and the culture, most importantly, about it and its history. They don't care about that. Again, these are just squares looking to make a big buck and just crush the competition. Again, they don't want to actually put out a product toe-to-toe with craft growers, with your street pharmacists, because they would lose. They would lose. The street pharmacist would get chosen. The craft grower, the craft edible creator, they're going to get chosen every single time. People are going to choose the local pizzeria almost every single time over Domino's or Pizza Hut. He said, expletive, the rest of them, blank the rest of them, we'll figure out the rest of it later. On the witness stand Tuesday, Burnett downplayed his comments from 5 years ago, saying he tell the story because he thought it was what the undercover agents, who he believed at the time were investors in a real estate company, wanted to hear. Womp womp. The reality is, I was kind of bragging about something that happened before my time, said Burnett. Hazley's Bashirs resigned in January from his position as the head of the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, citing health reasons. End of article. I'm old school as heck. Like I've mentioned, I'm an 80s baby, 90s kid. I remember exactly where I was when we were being finessed into going into the failed war in Iraq. You were unpatriotic if you did not support the war effort. You were anti-American. You were pro-terrorist. I mean, again, Phil Donahue got fired from MSNBC for being against the Iraq war, for saying it wasn't a good idea. The Dixie Chicks were canceled for saying the Iraq war was BS, or that Bush makes them ashamed of being from Texas. Again, that was the quote. They make it out to seem like he said, like they said, F Bush and his family and his kids and his daughters or whatever. They made it out to seem like it was that, but it wasn't. I just don't agree with you on this war and this policy, and you make me ashamed to be from the Lone Star State. That's all the quote was. But again, they blew it up into nothing. One of a long history of hot lies. Some quick hits. Marijuana companies urge governor to ban cannabis home cultivation, document shows. Insys, opioid company, gave $500,000 to tank adult use in Arizona in 2016. fentanyl maker gave $500,000 to defeat adult use legalization in 2016 in Arizona. Then Amendment A overturned in South Dakota. Opioid crisis lies. And they lied to us about the Iraq War. You're having judges. You have like the Supreme Court saying, oh, we're not an activist Supreme Court. Or you have politicians and talking heads of all political persuasions saying that the Supreme Court and judges are supposed to be objective. Yet you have this activist judge that was handpicked by prohibitionist Governor Kristi Noem that was against legalization. Her handpicked state court pick was the one who tossed Amendment A. So you're voting on something. Your whole arse voting on something, and your politician's like, no, I know what's best. You don't. That's actually not for you, bro. Nope. Not for you. We know what's best for you. You better not do it or we're disappointed. And that was her reaction when the people of South Dakota told her to kick rocks and that we're voting yes. Her like a sheriff and again, her crony in the state court rushed Amendment A. How the heck can I trust the government on anything? I have to always have a skeptical eye. I'm always going to be careful. I'm going to try to wear a mask all the time whenever I can do that. I've gotten my jabs, but again, I'm always going to be a little bit skeptical on government intentions and motives because of the things I report on and the things I've been talking about in terms of cannabis hating politicians, in terms of corrupt cannabis companies, big cannabis companies, corrupt bureaucrats and corrupt local officials, whether they're governors, whether they're aldermen, whether they're snooty NIMBY people that don't want cannabis near them, but then are right near breweries and say nothing about that. But yeah, I mean, enough from me. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can also find me on Twitter at ICSativaPod and on Instagram at IAmCannabisSativa. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
Once you've found the right doctor and have told him or her about your pain, don't be afraid to take what they give you. Often, it will be an opioid medication. Some patients may be afraid of taking opioids because they're perceived as too strong or addictive. But that is far from actual fact. Less than 1% of patients taking opioids actually become addicted. And any drowsiness that might occur when you start to take the medication will soon wear off in most patients.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You could do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever-expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord.
Discord channel. And that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/greg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.